All right, we got a few segments for you guys. I hope you guys enjoy. It looks like the Thunder and the Celtics are definitely going to be that one seed.
Yeah, they're going to be the number one seed for sure, but it really doesn't matter. I mean, it's cool, yeah, to get home court advantage, but, you know, anybody can lose in the playoffs, you know?
Yeah, a while ago you said them top four teams were going to be OKC, the Clippers, the Timberwolves, and somebody else.
Denver.
And Denver. And who are the top four teams right now?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they're the top four teams in the West.
Well, yeah, because I'm like Thanos. I just speak it into existence.
Let's move on. Let's do this first segment for you guys. All right. So we have one new player and one old player. You know, I think them old heads are going to be saying
the old heads are going to be all mad if we pick the new generation people.
But we're not going to be biased. We're not going to be like that. All right. I'm going to start with that first one. Would you rather have Tim Duncan or Anthony Davis?
Tim Duncan. Anthony Davis is a lot. He's way more versatile. And he's probably a better defender, better rim protector, can guard pretty much 1 through 5. But Tim Duncan was the most consistent, you know, like did everything. And he was a winner. What, he got 5, 6?
Mm-hmm. He got five rings.
Five, you know what I'm saying? Every year he consistently one of the best power forwards in the
year. I think that Anthony Davis can do everything that Tim Duncan does on the offensive end. And that's no disrespect to Tim Duncan, but I think Tim Duncan can't do everything that Anthony Davis can do on the defensive end. So that's why I'm going to have to go Anthony Davis.
Okay. Hey, the OGs ain't going to like you for that one for sure. I'm going with the winner, Mr. Fundamental, one who did it every season till the time he started to the time he retired, was dominant his whole career and got 5 rings for it. I'm going Tim Duncan.
All right. Number 2, Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan?
Jordan. Love Kobe, but he's like, Kobe's the same as Jordan, just like a little lesser version. They got the same mentality, same dog mindset. They both were great defenders, like really slept on defenders. Both can score the ball however they want it. Pretty much the same player, just I would just probably take Jordan because he was more of a winner. Mm-hmm. He never lost in the finals 6 for 6. That's, no, we've never seen that.
Michael Jordan's finals was kind of like all in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe's was in one era, he won two. In another era,
and
he won.
Like two, yeah.
He won two, and then, you know. So, you know, they're both winners. Like you said, they both have that dog mentality. But I'm just going to have to lace them up with Kobe for the one time. I think that's where I'm at.
You going with Kobe?
Yeah.
Over the greatest player of all time?
I mean, he's not LeBron. So, number 3. Would you rather have Allen Iverson or Kyrie Irving?
AI is one of my favorite players of all time, but so is Kyrie. And in this instance, not going to lie, I'm going with AI. AI was the best player on a lot of his teams, right? What was the furthest AI ever took his team?
To the finals.
To the finals. He lost, but he took them to the finals as the best player. What team has Kyrie been the best player on, and how far did he take them?
He had to be a Robin to LeBron's Batman.
Skill-wise, I say Kyrie's the most skilled player of all time.
Best dribbler, best ball handler all time.
Probably one of the toughest shot makers of all time. But if you're asking me who would I rather have, I'd probably go AI.
They're both shooting. I really feel like they're scoring shooting guards in a point guard's body. Mm-hmm. Give me Allen Iverson as well. Shaq or Embiid?
That's a good one.
Who do you think the easy answer is?
Shaq.
Shaq. Right.
But I'm going to take Embiid. Embiid, he's not as dominant, like in the paint, you know, he's not as dominant as Shaq was, but he is dominant. And he's also skilled. Like, Shaq was not skilled. He was a little skilled. He was nowhere near as skilled as Embiid. We see Embiid shoot threes, pull mid ranges. Like, you know, he has a not a deep bag, but he has a bag for a big.
What?
And he can go down there to the block and be dominant when he needs to. He doesn't have the rings, of course. He doesn't have the success that Shaq does. But player for player, I'm probably going Embiid, and I'm probably going to get crucified for this.
I agree with you, but I'm still going to have to take Shaq. Last one, Larry Bird or Kevin Durant?
This is a good one. And people just be like, oh, it's KD. KD clears. KD clears. No. He does not clear. This is a good one. If you want to say KD, I'm not mad at it, but you got to understand. KD is probably a better scorer than Larry Bird. I will say that. He's a better scorer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not by a lot, but he's a better scorer.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like everything else, Larry Bird did better. I feel like he was a better defender. I feel like he was a better passer. And I think he, for sure, more of a winner. I probably will still go KD though.
How are you gonna say all that?
Well, no, I was just saying. I was just saying because I feel like people be like, "Oh, it's not close. KD clears. Mm-hmm. Like it's not even comparable, but it is comparable." I feel like people don't people really sleep on what Larry, how good Larry Bird was.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to put that out there that he it's comparable. It's a good conversation to have.
Yeah, I mean, kind of to your point with Kyrie Irving earlier that. KD's never been, he's been the best player on the team, but he's always needed
help. Yeah, that's true.
He won two, but he also had three other all-stars on his team.
Probably the best team of all ever.
Yeah, with Draymond, Clay, and Steph. Mm-hmm. And he needed them to go back-to-back to win them rings.
Right.
Larry Bird, you know, he was the best player on that team.
On the Celtics. Always. All those years, yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you taking?
I'm gonna take KD.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take KD.
Are we even Celtics fans?
I'm a Celtics fan. That's die hard. But that don't mean just go, can't be biased, though.
Boom.
But back to this. I want to get into this Jordan topic because someone put on Instagram a picture of Michael Jordan and said, if Michael Jordan was in today's basketball, he wouldn't average more than 15 points a game.
I don't think that's true.
I found it sickening. Disrespectful. And just like a disgrace. And then I said he wouldn't average more than 15 points a game, so therefore you're saying he wouldn't be better than Jaylen Brown, Anthony Edwards, players and that sort. And he said, no, he wouldn't. He wouldn't be a top 20 player in the NBA. Michael Jordan is one. I think Michael Jordan is the greatest player of all time. 6 for 6 in the finals. He showed up against, you know, whenever he needed to. Yeah, the difference from today's basketball to then was a lot different, but the physicality was way harder, you know, defensive, you know, the way defense was played back then was way harder. You know, you really had to earn your buckets back then. Today, you got guys who average 12 free throws a game.
Okay.
Because it's easy to get to the, you know, foul. You know, NBA is kind of weak today. You know, defense isn't played as much. I mean, you got players like Luka who's averaging 34 a game.
Yeah. Look, bro, I think your argument has a lot of flaws in it because – I think the 80s and the 90s were a little overhyped to what today's basketball is. It don't matter how many points you score. Jordan's going to be dominant. Jordan's going to be dominant in this era. He's going to be dominant in this era. But I think to my point, what we was talking about earlier, I don't think Jordan would have been 6 for 6 in this era because of the type of competition he's going to play in today's basketball. You know, we all know Jordan didn't have a three-pointer. At all.
And he still averaged what he averaged his career. Imagine you add that into his game. Imagine you add the floor spacing into his game.
Well, why didn't he?
Because that's just not how it was played back then. And he still was, you know, the best player in the world at that time, still going for averaging 30 every season. Imagine you add in a three-point shot into his game. Yeah. We're talking about Michael Jordan, who came into the league. You know, he wasn't good at a lot of things and was one of the hardest workers of all time. And worked to be better at the things he wasn't good at. When he came into the league, they said he was too small. He got bigger, more physical, all these things. They said he was a bad defender. He got better at defense. All these things they said he was bad at, he got better at. So you telling me if Michael Jordan played in today's era, with all the way the game is played, you know, more freely, shoot a lot of threes, you don't think he would kill? You don't think? I think Michael Jordan, if he played in today's era, he would be a top three player.
That's fair.
And the way teams, you know, create these super teams and all these things. You don't think he would be on a super team and go to the finals?
What? He definitely would. So, yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think he'd be dominant as well in this era. I just don't think he'd win as many championships due to the competition. You know, the Giannis's, the Jokic's, the Celtics, you know, all those other teams, I think, have a better chance than who he was playing in the finals before.
Y'all let us know, man. Y'all let us know. If Jordan was in today's era, would he do more than what he did when he was playing, or would he do less and not even be top 20, which I found disrespectful.
They saying 90s basketball is cooked. It was trash.
It was. They just played a different brand of basketball. They actually played defense.
Coldest players if they were on fire for 48 minutes.
Steph. Clay, like in the league right now?
Yes.
Steph, Clay.
1-2.
Yeah, so like starting five?
Jeremy Lin.
You just said in the league. Jeremy Lin's not in the league.
Oh, in the league.
Are we going like point guard to center?
Yeah.
So we got Steph at the point, Klay at the two. I'll probably go KD at the three.
Yeah.
At my four, I'll probably throw Cat.
Yeah.
But I might want to throw him on my five.
Oh, we forgetting Devin Booker, too.
But we already got our two. You said they hot, right?
Yeah, hot.
Okay, no, let me change that. So I'm going to go Steph. No. I'm going to go Dame at my one, Steph at my two, Klay at my three, KD at my four, and I'm going to go Cat at the five.
That's it. That's it right there. So if they would all go crack, if they had a Heat takeover from the moment they stepped on that court, those would be the most dominant players in the league.
Yeah, that's my five. You asked me like, pick your five.
Okay.
They hot.
I'm not gonna pick my five.
Okay, that's my five. Yeah, okay. You tell them pick your five that are hot. Dame, Steph, Klay, KD, Cat.
It's crazy you put Cat before.
Name me another big that shoots.
Giannis.
Another big that shoots better than Cat. Giannis don't shoot better than Cat. Cat probably the best 3-point shooter big man in the league.
Right now, yeah, okay.
Him or Porzingis or Vic. But we don't seen Cat go crazy.
And it's the fact that... All right, let's move on.
All right. So that's my five. You let us know who you would put in that.
Okay. Coldest players. Hold on. Wait. Best starting five if they never got injured. Number one.
Has to be...
D-Rose.
Has to be.
The youngest rookie of the year and MVP ever in the history of the NBA. The first time he tore his ACL was in 2012. I think it was in a playoff game or right before the playoffs, somewhere around there.
No, it was in a playoff game, first round, yep.
Yeah, and it was like 2-3 minutes left on the clock. Mm-hmm. Worst non-contact injury. Coach should have just subbed him out the game. I think it was Thibodeau.
Yeah, it was Thibodeau,
but he left him in like really late into the fourth quarter. Non-contact injury. What would have been if Derrick Rose never got hurt?
But D-Rose at the one. My two. A lot of people forget about this guy. He was tough as hell. Brandon Roy.
Yeah.
Brandon Roy at my two. He was a bucket.
Mr. Trailblazer. I think he played with rookie LaMarcus Aldridge, too.
You think he played with Dame for a little bit,
yeah. But Brandon Roy, oh, man, he had hella knee problems. But he also won Rookie of the Year.
He did?
Yeah, he averaged 17-4-4 that year. Had bad ongoing knee problems. He never really seemed to get healthy. I think he only played like 6 or 7 seasons and called it quits.
And we never got to see the best of him.
Mm-hmm.
So Brandon Roy?
Yeah.
Okay. At the three.
He got his own shoes.
Oh, easy. T-Mac. T-Mac.
Tracy McGrady.
He has to go in there. Even though he had a great career, I still think we didn't get to see the best of him.
A 7-time All-Star. His best year was 2002-03, where he averaged 32 points a game that year. You're talking about going up against that class of the 2000s and being one of the best players in that era. T-Mac definitely holds that.
Yeah, I think he has to go in there.
I think he's always been a star, but I think injuries prevented him from being like a superstar.
Having like a Kobe-like career, you know what I'm saying? Like Kobe was good for years, like 10 plus. I think we only got a good version of T-Mac for like 2, 3, maybe 4 good years. Yeah. So Derrick Rose, Brandon Roy, T-Mac.
And at the power forward, I decided to go with Amari Stoudemire.
Okay. Not mad at it.
Yeah. He was a 6-time All-Star. Even though he did play 15 seasons in the league. He was a tendered vet. Even though he played 15, it wasn't like the whole 10 or 15 years he was dominant.
Mm-hmm.
He was just sticking in the league because he was a good role player.
When he was with the Suns and Steve Nash, that's when he was at his best and they was going crazy. And then later on when he went to New York, that's when it started going a little spiral downhill.
Yeah.
Another honorable mention before the four could be Grant Hill.
And at the five.
Easy. Oh, you easy. Easy. What's his name?
Greg Oden. One of the biggest what ifs in history because he was the number one overall pick. Just injuries really derailed his career. Mm-hmm. 7-footer that has bad knee problems, that's already like big red flag.
You can't you can't even say like, oh, he was just bad. Because we don't know how, we never got to see him play. Like Anthony Bennett, you could say he was bad. He was terrible. He wasn't good. Greg Oden, he literally the what if. because we just don't know what he could have been.
Big, big what if.
So, yeah, I think he's the best to go at him. Or, you know, you could throw Yao in there.
Yeah.
But I think he's the perfect one to go right there.
Yao, I think, yeah, I think Greg Oden's a big what if. But Yao Ming, his ceiling could have been, you know, superstar, Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. But his floor was good, good average NBA player.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we got Derrick Rose, Brandon Roy, T-Mac, Amari Stoudemire, and Greg Oden. That's crazy.
That's a lineup that if they would have stayed healthy, they would have probably been Hall of Famers.
Top five with a six-man players of all time without a ring.
That one of these bad boys.
And it's a lot of good. This roster I have, it's a good roster. It's some Hall of Famers. You know, if they was on the same team together, they probably win a ring. At my point guard, I have, and all these players are in their prime. At my point guard, I have Russell Westbrook at my one. I know he's still in the league, and they have a very good chance this year of winning a ring. So if they do win a ring, then this is going to look foolish. But anyways, he's at the end of his career. He's going in the direction that he might not win a ring. So I'm going to throw him at my one. You know, people you could throw in there, John Stockton, Steve Nash, Chris Paul. But I feel like in their prime, I feel like Russell Westbrook was the best version out of them four. Because, you know, Mr. Triple-Double, average triple-double, MVP, I just think he was the best one. So at my one, I'm going with Russell Westbrook. At my two, should be obvious, I'm going with Allen Iverson, one of the greatest scorers of all time, one of the greatest small elite scorers of all time, one of the best handles of all time. He never won a ring. There's no one in front of him that I would rather take. Give me AI at my two. At my three, one of my favorite buckets of all time, Hall of Famer. I wish he would have won a ring, even though he played for New York, and I hate New York. Carmelo Anthony.
Knicks tape, for real.
I loved watching Carmelo Anthony. To me, he's a top five bucket of all time, meaning whenever you need a bucket, you give that rock to Carmelo Anthony. He's going to go get one. He's at my three. At my four, I'm going with another power forward that a lot of people don't give recognition to. I feel like his TV, him being on TV is more known than his actual playing career.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley at my four, one of the most dominant big man to ever play the game. Charles Barkley was not only dominant on offense, but he was a dog on defense. He was a great rebounder. He could score three level score. He was a dog. You know, he was a winner. He took his team to the finals. They didn't win. So let me take back the winner thing. But, you know, Charles Barkley is a Hall of Famer, and he was a great basketball player.
A lot of people forget about Charles Barkley.
Exactly. I feel like him being on TV and being on TNT and how funny they are gets put over his playing career, even though he was a Hall of Famer. And then at my five, there wasn't a lot of options at the five, but I think I went with the best one, and it was Patrick Ewing. Another good big New York's Knicks legend, Hall of Famer, dominant, played in the era with Jordan. Hall of Famer. I'm putting him in my five. And then with my sixth man, he was going to be my starting two, but again, I couldn't find anybody to put over AI, especially this guy. So my sixth man is Reggie Miller, the greatest shooter of all time. Well, one of the greatest shooters of all time. I'm sorry. Steph Curry, my apologies. Top three shooters of all time. Reggie Miller.
Ray Allen. I'm sorry.
It's controversial.
But yeah, Reggie definitely. Most def.
Reggie Miller is my sixth man. So the full roster, full lineup, we have Russell Westbrook, Allen Iverson, Carmelo Anthony, Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, Reggie Miller. My six players without a ring. Let me know if you would throw anybody else in there over anybody. Let me know if you feel like Russell Westbrook might win a ring this year, so we might have to take him out. Or let me know if you feel like you would replace somebody for anybody on my top six. And another update, we have merch. Fellas, we have Down by Zero merch. We have crew necks. We have hoodies. We have t-shirts. Get your merch.
The website will be available soon, but we are taking all orders right now. Support. Rock our stuff. It's hard. It's coming in really fast. So just support. I would appreciate that.
Coming with different styles, different designs. We're coming with stuff. Check our Instagram. Check our TikTok. Even our YouTube. We always have it on. We have it on right now. A Down by Zero hoodie. It has a Down by Zero shirt on. Crew neck. We have it all. Check us out. You know, if you want a t-shirt or anything, DM us. Like I said, we have the website coming up soon. Get your merch at Down by Zero.